American Family Radio, boldly standing for truth.
He makes the case for why this is true.
The truth is, Target's policy puts women and children in harm's way.
We're the only ones that love these people enough to tell the truth.
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
It's Spring Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Together, we're standing for the truth that sets us free. Call now at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. American Family Radio, boldly standing for truth for your family.
It's Share-a-thon, Spring Edition 2017, and you're part of the last day of Share-a-thon. It's the third day. It is Thursday. And for a lot of us around here, we've been thinking it's Friday because it's the last day of Share-a-thon. And when you think of the last day, a lot of times you think of Friday. But it is Share-a-thon, and you still have time to give. We want you to give. We've got a mystery challenge going on right now. We don't know what the mystery is. It's lasting to 6 o'clock, and I've been informed it's huge. Now, again, I think you caught the drift of that. It's huge. I think I've heard that term before in the last year or so. So we want you to give. And we had folks giving during the hour. We want you to give. Some of you are on your way home. You've listened and you've heard. And now's the time for you to call 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396, or go online at afr.net, and we want to hear from you. It doesn't matter the amount. Just be a part and partner with us. We can't think of anything better than the two words that I use a lot, family and partners. And when you give, you're a part of it. This is Bert Harper along with Abraham Hamilton III. And Abraham, I know you got off the air on the urban side, and you come straight over here.
Yeah, I had to run right over. That's why I was a little bit tired of getting on the air. I had to run from one studio to another, but praise God for that.
Yeah, here in our headquarters, we have three studios, one for urban, one for music, and the one for talk. And when you give and share, you're helping to keep all three networks going, because all three networks has a pointed purpose, and we want you to help do that, to keep the talk network on. We want you to give and share. And that number again, 877-616-2396. It's a mystery challenge, and we want you to share in that. It will be added to, it will possibly multiplied, and when everybody gives, it's amazing how that number grows. So we want you to share in that again. Go to AFR.net, you that are computer savvy, that you're a techie. Abe, are you a techie?
I wouldn't call myself a techie. I can maneuver on the interwebby, but I wouldn't call myself a techie.
Well, I'm far from it. There's a story. I finally got a smartphone, and when I got a smartphone, my wife and my two daughter-in-laws, they said, this is ridiculous. We're going to go get ours. Because they should have given me a free one, because I sold three.
That's
just
right.
Me having one. They said, if Bert Harper has one, we got to get one. We're way behind. So anyway, we want you to share in the ministry. It's a mystery challenge. That means there's some money involved. And it's usually, when it's mystery, guys, it's usually huge. And that's what Jim Stanley said, it's huge.
Yeah.
So you got to give to get the full benefit of it, because I understand that's what this person – have you noticed people who are givers usually enjoy helping others to give?
I do. It's almost – it's contagious. You know, it's a contagious phenomenon to where they see, wait a minute, I'm a giver, even though especially those with the gift of giving, they are focused and encouraging people to give. So if you are one of those people, you're saying, wait a minute, there's this huge mystery challenge. For every dollar that I give, it can be matched and multiplied in its impact. You want to call 877-616-2396. Again, 877-616-2396.
And we want you to call. We want you to partner with us. We've told you about our lineup. And I don't think it could get much better with the preachers that we have. We have some of the best preachers in America on AFR. And I said, David Jeremiah, Dr. Robert Jeffries, they are just Michael Youssef. So yeah. Michael Youssef in Atlanta, Dr. Jeremiah in San Diego, or outside of San Diego, from coast to coast, close to it,
pretty
isn't
much.
It? It
absolutely
surely is. And so, and all points in between. And so we would love for you to give. So make that call right now. And we're going to give it a lot because we hear people, they're going home this time of day. Right, Brent? And so they've got to hear it because they hear it and they say, want to make it. And they pull off to the side of the road and then they've forgotten it. So we got to give it to you. So this is for that person who is waiting to call in because they've pulled off the side of the road to make that contribution. It is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396 or go online at AFR.net. I want to share with you someone's life who's been changed because American Family Radio. It's exciting to be a part of a church where lives are changed. It's also exciting to be a part of a ministry where lives are changed. So listen to this testimony.
My name is Leslie. I'm from Greenville, Texas, and I was calling to say that exploring the Word is such a blessing in my life. I've listened for years, and I work for someone who's not a Christian, and as a believer, exploring the Word is like a drink of cold water in the desert, and the truth that those two guys speak and their unity of the Holy Spirit between each other is just wonderful. And I pray that they are a sweet aroma of Christ to God and to our Father. And I thank you so much for having me on your radio station. Bless your heart.
Amen, Leslie. You've blessed us. And I'm one of the co-hosts for Exploring the Word, and I'm hanging over for another hour because Tony Perkins in Washington Watch has so graciously said, take this hour. You guys do a better job of share-a-thon than we do up in D.C. That's hard to imagine, Abe, that we could raise money in Tupelo, Mississippi better than somebody in Washington, D.C. raising money. Do you catch my drift?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. I'm sorry. That was just too good to pass up. But anyway, Leslie, thank you. Listen, I want to tell you, Alex and I, when we do Exploring the Word, Brent is our producer. He's our board op. And honestly, it's like a Bible study, and we treat it like that. We worship the Lord in here sometimes, and we try to honor Him all the time. And so we want you to honor the Lord by obeying Him. And if He's instructed you to give, we want you to give. If He's told you, hey, not this year, but wait, obey the Lord. I don't care what it is. You obey the Lord, don't you, Abe?
That's
you don't miss
right.
out on that. That number again, 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net. Now, Abe, you've been here about a year and a half now?
Not quite a half, about a year and three months.
Okay, man, you are keeping up with it. Has it been a treat? Has it been? It had to be completely different.
Oh, it is completely different. Like I said, like you know, my background is a trial lawyer, so I'm used to going to court every morning, handling cases. But this is different. This gives me an opportunity to contribute to the shaping of culture in one particular way.
Well, how did God equip you to get ready for what you're doing now? Let me give that number, and then you take time. And if you go too long, stop and give the number. That's what we've been instructed to do. But I do want to hear how God equipped me to do what I'm doing. That number is 877-616-2396.
Well, something I learned when I got to law school, and I went to law school after I went to Bible school. So in the founding era, in order for anybody to get a law degree, they had to have a prerequisite, if you will, was the equivalent of a seminary degree in order to get admitted into law school. Because the fundamental understanding was, how would you be able to handle the laws of our nation if you don't understand the laws of God? So you had to get your arms around the laws of God in order to become a lawyer. In fact, Charles Finney, for example,
right.
Charles Finney was
exactly.
studying to become a lawyer.
That's right.
But in the course of studying to become a lawyer, he got saved.
Amen.
You know, so isn't that a far cry where we are today? And studying the law books, it was so filled with the scripture and reference to the Lord that he gets saved studying the law. So I didn't even know that when I went to law school. I learned that on the back end. So through that, and it's interesting because being in New Orleans, my pastor, and I know this is rare, my pastor had a passion for what we learned to become lobbying. But it wasn't for political purposes. It was because he said that there was a difference between individuals committing sin or when you adopt sin as a national or state policy.
You better believe it. You bet.
So when he got wind, and I was a teenager when this happened in our church, when he got wind of some policies concerning some identity issues being presented at our state legislature, he got some of the elders from our church, He got some of the older, you know, the ladies in the church. He got the church van, and I drove the church van, and we would go to the state capitol in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, every day during the session. And what we learned, what we were doing, were lobbying, but we didn't know it was lobbying. We learned the process, and we needed to tell these people what the Bible says about wickedness. Amen. And that we cannot allow wickedness to become national policy.
And now you're doing it on the radio. Hey, let me give that number again, and you start where we go, 877-616-2396. And we've got to interrupt. We've got to interrupt. They're banging on the windows, everything. Guess why?
Why?
$2 million.
Whoa!
Woo! They're shouting. I'm telling you what, Jim Stanley, is he doing cartwheels? I hope not, but anyway. That is awesome. This is early, and we can continue on.
Yes.
Right? We don't need to stop now.
We don't. We should not stop. And listen, the Mystery Challenge is still going on.
And it's huge.
And it's huge. And you can get in right now to be a part of helping continue the process where American Family Radio is equipped for the future based on the seeds you sow today.
Amen. Real quickly, finish up. I hate to interrupt you, but
no,
man.
Yeah, and I can wrap it up really quickly. So as a result of doing that, the Lord put a passion in my heart for not only the scriptures, but for the law as well. And so the process that I went through is when I went to Bible school first, and then I went to law school following that. And so now I'm simply doing, and my wife would even say this, what I'm doing right now, I've been doing just in a local environment. And the Lord has now granted me the opportunity through AFR to share what I've been doing in my local church, in my local area, in my local city, to a broader stage.
If you haven't heard Hamilton Corner, you've missed out on one of the highlights of our programming. I'm telling you, about a minute, it's about 40 seconds he gives with the beginning and the ending. And every time I've heard it, I said, yeah, yeah. And that's Abe for you. And he's a delight to be around. So when you give and share, you're helping keeping this articulate man to be able to express the law of God, how it connects with the laws of our nation. And really, it's expressed in such a way that people understand it. You do that by making the call right now, 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Make that call. Contribute. Let's go. Let's keep on going. This really should enable us to look at new avenues of a radio station. There's nothing like opening up a new radio station, guys. And it means that a whole group of people are able to hear the programming that we have here, that where they hear Abraham on Hamilton Corner, where they hear Exploring the Word, where they hear Focal Point, where they get to hear Dr. David Jeremiah. And so make that call right now or go online. The online is at AFR.net. You can follow the link and you can make your contribution today or call right now, 877-616-2396. There's people out there that are waiting. Right before we go to break, I want to hear this, you to hear this. Gary from Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, he's made a contribution. So is Annette from Blytheville, Arkansas, and Ann from Fort Smith, Arkansas, Gary from Meeker, Oklahoma, and then Thomas from Rolling Fork, Mississippi. How you like that name, Rolling Fork?
Rolling Fork,
I was wondering if you could do that. I can't do it. I can't roll that. Say it again, man.
Rolling Fork,
Mississippi. And Thomas, thank you for making that contribution. You have blessed us. And Reed has made a contribution from Mobile. I bet it's Mobile. No,
Iowa.
It's Mobile, Iowa.
Yeah,
and Deborah from Tupelo, Mississippi.
Thank you guys so much.
Man, every one of those, we don't know how much it was, but guess what? We give the same expression of thanks no matter what. And that's what God does. I'm telling you what, something about him looking on the heart.
That's exactly right.
I think he may look at the heart, pocketbook, heart. I don't know if they all go together. I remember my preacher, Brent, years ago, he said there's a divine connection between the pocketbook and your heart.
Yeah. Yeah, the Bible says where a man's treasure is.
That's where his heart will be. Also, yeah. You're listening to Share-a-thon, Boldly Standing for Truth. Bert Harper, Abraham Hamilton III with you this hour, and we've gone over $2 million. Let's see how far we can go with the rest of the hour. We're in a victory challenge, and they've told us it's what? Huge.
Huge.
Huge. And
you're not going to believe this challenge, folks.
Yeah.
It's the greatest challenge you've ever seen.
That's
it. Amazing challenge.
Amazing. You won't believe it, but we're going to do it. 877-616-2396 or go online at afr.net.
this share-a-thon for a one-time gift of $150 or more, or a monthly pledge of $30 or more, we'll send you a beautiful blue AFR t-shirt that says you're boldly standing for truth. And we'll send you a copy of Hilarious Highlights Volume 3.
It's Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Thank you, gentlemen.
After all, fundraising begins with fun.
We're talking about
Popeye the Sailor.
Sailor man? What did he... That's pretty good, Ed.
That was really good.
I'm the master of pretty good.
For a one-time gift of $150 or more, or a monthly pledge of $30 or more, we'll send you an AFA t-shirt and a copy of Hilarious Highlights Volume 3 from Learning University.
Which one of y'all's ideas was that?
Well, I think it was JJ's.
JJ, I think.
Professor Jasper. Yeah. A creative genius, he's not.
Yeah.
Thank you for boldly standing for truth with American Family Radio.
Howdy. My name's Michael. I'm from Bryan, Texas. And AFR has helped me just battle against what the enemy has been doing in my life and in all of my fellow students' lives. I'm 21 years old. I attend college here. And every day I am impacted by false teachings. I'm impacted by secular ideas. And AFR Talk every morning, every afternoon, and every evening has helped me combat that in my mind, has helped me bring my focus back to Jesus Christ, and has helped me live a godly life, the life that God has called me to. So thank you very much, AFR. You guys rock.
How about this for some truth? It's all God's money.
We report unbiased truth from a Christian perspective.
It's Spring Share-a-thon on American Family Radio, boldly standing for truth. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net.
Share-a-thon 2017, I always say the spring edition. We have two times during the year, 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall, that we take time out to ask you to partner with us and give and help us to minister and bless and others. And you've been blessed. You want to bless others, and you do that by calling 877-616-2396 or go online at AFR.net. Yesterday, Brent, you did the math, and we was talking about these 6 days over 365 years. It's 2%, just 2% of the time, Abe, that we spend asking people to give money to AFR. Mm. Now, we have different ministries that we partner with that people give, Operation Christmas Child, Truth for Youth, the Bible, handing out Bibles in high schools and so many more real good ministries that people give, 8 Days of Hope. Mm-hmm. But we ourselves just ask it two times a year. We made one exception, and that was when we were getting the station on up in Northern Virginia at Culpeper, Virginia. Mm-hmm. And we asked people to make a special donation for that, and it made it possible. And matter of fact, I was just looking over the people who had called, and we got somebody from Culpeper, Virginia. It does our heart good for everybody to give.
Yeah.
But when we see those people coming in from new stations, it lets us know, hey, we're making a difference.
And that was William from Culpeper, Virginia. Thank you so much, William, for contributing to what we're doing here at American Family Radio.
You really are making a difference. We've opened up in Jacksonville, Florida. I know yesterday when I was doing it, we got three or four from Jacksonville, Florida. Down in your neck of the woods, a little north of New Orleans, Baton Rouge.
Yeah. Baton Rouge, New Orleans.
Now say it, Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge,
okay.
Les éléphants ont roulé.
That's it. I'm telling you what, I can go down there and I can eat their food. I may not can talk their language, but I can eat their food. And so we praise the Lord for what God's doing. We just recently went over $2 million. We're adding to that. Mm-hmm. And don't you think, well, it doesn't matter. Yes, it does matter. Every penny that you get here that you give is great accountability. We rate the highest ratings for the charity navigators. Mm-hmm. You know, they look at what we do. Are we using the money the way we said we're going to do it?
Yeah.
Do we waste it? And they say we get the highest rating there is. That's a pretty big accomplishment.
That is a pretty big accomplishment. We also are ECFA approved, Evangelical Council.
For financial
accountability.
I was on the board, and every year there's a lady who started with as a volunteer for Brother Don years ago. Forrest and Daniels. She was something else. She was here forever. Right before you came, I think she left. But Forrest Ann, every year, she was in the finances. I was her pastor, and she'd call up, Brother Bert, need to come over here and look at this. And I'd come and look at it, and it was the signature for the financial accountability. Then they would send their discovery to me about what we had done, what we could do improve, and we tried to make those improvements. And when we did, man, our you know, it would go up. It was never about handling money. One time it was about the board. They said, you know, y'all would do better off if y'all had a rotating board rather than a board. Brother Don, he wanted those men that he knew, and he didn't necessarily trust new men coming on to be a part of his board. But we made that transition, and we have a rotating board. I never will forget that. We made those so we would get the highest mark you can get. And so
by God's grace, we've achieved it.
We've achieved that.
So you can rest assured that those of you who have supported and those you're considering right now, the Lord may be tugging on your heart. You can rest assured that when you sow into AFR, this is good ground.
It is.
That we have integrity with the operation of the funds, and that we do so in full investment into the kingdom of God. And that is our focus.
And that number, again, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can give online at AFR.net. Brent, we love those listener testimonies. People say it all the time, Aiden, my favorite part of Share-a-thon is listening to what other people say their life has been blessed. So let's listen to this one.
My name is Cherie from Victoria, Texas. I stumbled across AFR a few years ago. I was so impressed with the different shows and information. Without AFR, I would not have any idea about the world status and how it ties perfect to the Bible. Y'all have made me more eager to read God's Word daily. AFR is on all my radio stations in my home 24/7. I feel like I'm with Christian friends every day, and my walk with Jesus has gone to a whole new level. Thank you, AFR. You have changed my life.
Amen. Abe, does that encourage you?
It encourages me tremendously, because as you said, that through these microphones and through all of the setup with the aid of the engineers and all of the team here at AFR, we're able to reach into the hearts, homes, and minds of people. And I'm telling you, there is no greater feeling than to see and to witness and to be a part of someone having their life radically transformed in the way that God has called us to be.
She just happened to find it. I think that's a God thing. If you don't know it, Abe and I are preachers, okay? And it comes across. I know that, and we don't apologize for it. But, you know, to hear a testimony of someone that comes to you, Abe, and says, Pastor Abe, I want to tell you, your Bible study today touched my life. Sometimes they'd say, man, I want a preacher that, you know, steps on my toes. And they'd tell me that, Brent, and I'd say, well, I missed my mark. And they'll look at me like, what do you mean? I said, I was aiming for higher. I was aiming for your heart. And, you know, we can help people to, you know, their attitude and their life. We can help them to make adjustments. We call it attitude adjustments. But only God can change the heart.
Amen.
Even parents. How many children you got, Abe?
I have four.
Four children. Lovely children. I'm telling you what, Abe married above himself, just like I did. Brent did. Every guy in here, I know, we married way above ourselves. And those children that these two guys have, my three, they're older and they're out. But I want to just tell you, you know, we want them to follow the Lord, but we can't do it for them, you know? We'd love for these people, we'd love to reach out and say, if you've been blessed, we want you to give, but it's got to be God that moves people's hearts to give. And if your heart has been moved to give, to be a part of this Share-a-thon 2017, boldly standing for truth, make that call right now, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net. We got someone that called from Hole-in-Wall, Tennessee earlier today, and that was the 100th station that was opened up. And I'll never forget that. It was a big thing. And we also, on Tuesday, we had the people come down from Casey Jones Museum, the old country store in Jackson, Tennessee. They came and fed us. Wasn't that delicious meal, guys, that we had on Tuesday?
Yes.
They came down. And the second station we ever had was in Jackson, Tennessee, and they're the ones that funded it, and it's housed even today up there in their area. And God has used people. He's used people to give land. Mm-hmm. He's used people to help build towers.
Yes.
And we've got volunteers. Brent used to be in the engineering department, and we have volunteers at most of our sites that keep an eye on the transmitter there. And if it comes unplugged, that's my idea. That's my idea of engineering. They go out and plug it up or check the fuse. But we have people at the stations doing that. So you're looking at American Family Radio. It's huge. Seriously, the number of people, the engineering department and everybody that keeps it. And when you give, you're helping us keep it going. And so right now, we're in the middle of a mystery challenge.
Yes.
We don't know exactly what it is. It lasts to 6 o'clock, and we'll find out. But I know this. As you give, it is added to or even multiplied.
That's exactly
and
right.
Sounds like something God would do. Eh?
It does. And the Lord has stirred the heart of one of our generous supporters to say, hey, I'm willing to offer this, and to see if we can get more people who are willing to match that so that the dollars can be combined and have an exponential cumulative impact in its effect in terms of what it does here at American Family Radio.
Going back to your Hamilton corner, how do you come to the point of deciding, how in the world do you pack that information into less than a minute?
Well, I pray. I spend a lot of time praying. Honestly, I endeavor to pay attention to what's going on in the country. And my desire is for the commentaries to be a blessing to people, because sometimes, you know, you never know. People could be in and out of the car. They may have a short time. And my desire is to give them something that would arm them for the day, that will enable them to be more effective at being witnesses for the kingdom of God as they get that information. And so just over time, I was told the time I would have to do it. And I now have figured out how many words I can use in that small amount of time. And that's how it's
working. I think you've heard him. He and Tony Evans sounds a lot alike on Exploring the Word. And usually, you know, Brent and I will be talking during the break, you know, mm-hmm. when Tony Evans is on that 2 minutes with Tony.
Yeah,
sometimes we have to talk, but it gets a little quieter around here because we want to hear that 2 minutes with Tony. And your financial gift helps to do that. And it also, it keeps Tony Evans, Urban Alternative. I think it's on the weekend now that he's doing it. And it's a blessing to have all these people coming together and sharing. We've talked about the lineup in baseball. They always talk about the lineup, the leadoff hitter, the guy that's hitting cleanup and all of those. Well, we've got quite a lineup. And when you give at 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, you're keeping that lineup intact. When I was a kid, when it came to baseball, and I'm older than you guys, you would have a guy that would start with a team, and they'd stay with that team. Mm-hmm. And it was not, and you could memorize who was batting for the St. Louis Cardinals or the New York Yankees. You knew their lineup, and it was year after year after year. It didn't change because of free agency. And here at AFR, we've got this great lineup mm-hmm. of great heavy hitters mm-hmm. of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the culture war of society. And I think it's a great team, Abe.
I agree. And I think the combination of having some of the nation's most prominent pastors combined with providing biblical commentary and social and political commentary, that the network covers a broad spectrum, that if you listen, you will be sharpened, you will be challenged, you will be provoked, and you will be convicted. You will be convicted. And the combination of all of those elements, they join to enable us to be salt and light and to aid the church domestically and abroad and to activate, inform, and equip the American people with what we need for our day.
And you help us do that. You do pray for us. I love the people who call in with their listener testimonies and they say, we pray for you. That's a blessing. And we do not take that for granted. And there's certain times we live our lives here just like everybody else does, and we do need your prayers because we got people who are sick, people who are fighting cancer, people who are going through difficult times with relationships. So we're not exempt, and We got people that need our prayers. They got doctor's appointments, and we're praying for those people that they would get a good report. We're asking God to do that. And so join us in prayer, but also join us in giving. And you can do that by calling 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at afr.net and make your contribution today. We've talked about the theme, boldly standing for truth. Truth is one of those things, and every time I hear truth, there's two scriptures that come to mind. One is Jesus saying, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Mm-hmm. The other one is Pilate saying, what is truth? Now, when Pilate was saying that, do you think he was inquisitive or mocking?
No, I think he was mocking. I think he was mocking and even being condescending towards Jesus,
yeah,
because he perceived himself as being superior to Jesus in the moment. And so for here, this person whose life is in his hands, discussing such a magnanimous concept as truth, he scoffs at him. What is truth?
And Jesus says, you have no power but what's been given to you by my Father.
What's been given to you by my Father.
I hope those who are listening has realized that. I mean, when another passage of Scripture has just come out, but another one that I love, Abe, is in John chapter 6. And I hate to say it, Brent hears this all the time because I repeat it. When Jesus said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you cannot be my disciple. He's saying, you got to be totally consumed by me. Mm-hmm. No half-heartedness here.
Yes.
You got to come in all the way. And it says, many left that day, John 6:66, mm-hmm, and walked no more with him. Jesus turned to his apostles, and Peter, of course, spoke, right?
Yes.
But this one, he hit it out of the ballpark. He said, Jesus said, are you going to go away? And Peter says, to whom would we go?
Mm.
You have the words of life. Now, Abe, being an attorney, going to Bible school, having done all the things you've done, if you didn't have Jesus, what would you have?
I would have nothing. I would have nothing. I mean, Christ is everything.
He is.
Everything. You know, you have a lot of people that talk about, you know, that one of the things that's in vogue is to talk about such and such has this privilege and such and such has this privilege. There really is no privilege other than that being found as a Christ follower. Because I like to say, you know, all of this and heaven too, you know, all of this and heaven too, where you have the opportunity to have something that I think is so underestimated, but having peace of mind.
Oh, man. Amen.
I mean, the Bible says that you get the peace that surpasses all understanding. One of the biggest assets that I've enjoyed as a believer and that I've been able to share with my wife and my children is that no matter what happens, those storms may rage outside, the storms don't rage inside. Because just as Jesus was in the boat when the disciples were frightened because of the storm, and the Bible says he was asleep in the boat because the storms were raging externally, but there was no storm raging internally. And when we become Christ followers, when we submit ourselves to follow him and give our lives to him, we get to enter into that same reality that though the storms may rage outside, there is no internal storm raging. And so that is something that I value because it enables me to calmly evaluate things that are going on, no matter how hectic they may seem, to have an even-keeled disposition and to be able to put my emotions in check, because I always say emotions are horrible leaders, but they're great followers.
Amen.
They are tremendous followers. They're not generals, they're foot soldiers.
That's right. And we hope you know Christ Jesus is Lord. More importantly than you giving money is you having your heart right with God.
Yeah.
And if you don't have your heart right with God, you're missing out. And no matter how much money you give, you'll not get peace apart from Jesus. Isn't that something?
That's the absolute truth.
You know?
That's the truth.
You remember that rich young ruler came to Jesus? What must I do to be saved? And Jesus, he wasn't telling how everybody to be saved, but he was pointing out his God.
That's exactly
his God
right.
With his money. And he said, you know, you need to get rid of some of your money. Yep. You need to go and give it away. And the young, rich man went away sorrowful.
Yep.
For he what?
He had many riches.
He
great
had many
wealth.
Riches. And that riches that you have will not bring peace. And it only comes through a relationship with Jesus Christ. And
that's
we
right.
pray that you know him. If you've been saved and you know it and you want to join us and be a part of letting other people hear about this peace, make that phone call. 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at afr.net. We're in the midst of a mystery challenge. And all we've been told, we haven't told the amount, we don't know, we've just been told it's huge. And I personally want to find out. So stay tuned for more of Share-a-thon.
I'm Jody Brown, editor-in-chief of OneNewsNow.com. I am a Christian journalist. When you have an opportunity to take whatever skills you've been able to derive into practice and use them for God's glory, that's something that is fulfilling. And I've felt more fulfilled in this job than any other work I've ever done. Thank you, because it's all possible through your giving, which you can do at 877-616-2396.
Hi, my name is Angel. I live in Spring, Texas. I was your typical statistic of a child born without a father. It was a gang activity. He left when I was 3 months old, and that's how I grew up. I grew up with the gangs around me, but I decided to move to Texas to restart my life, and I got saved, and then I started serving God. I have no clue how to be a dad, but now that I have Father God, and I can call Him Father, and with the Holy Spirit in me, and Jesus is my Lord, I have what I need to be a dad. I'm a father of six now, and you guys help me so much, and I don't know what would I do without you guys. Thank you for your services, for serving God, for being faithful, and doing what you do, and you labor not in vain.
How would you describe your health care? If you're like most Americans these days, the word affordable isn't top of mind. Well, here's some good news. There's actually a trusted health care option that is affordable. It's called MediShare. Unlike insurance, MediShare is Christian health care sharing, a community of more than 200,000 believers across America who share each other's medical expenses. It's about half the cost of insurance, and it's fully acceptable under the law. And here's the best part. Because MediShare is based on biblical principles, you never pay for things that go against your beliefs. MediShare is affordable health care for Christians.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. For your free information guide, call 855-PSALM-23. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. Call 855-PSALM-23. That's 855-PSALM-23.
We're winning the battle for the hearts and minds of the American people on abortion because we have been telling them the truth.
Bringing biblical truth to bear on the culture in which we live.
It's Spring Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Boldly standing for truth. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net.
That number, I'm telling you what, we try to repeat it. We're going to do it real quick. 877-616-2396. Make that call. Let us hear from you. God is blessing, but you want to be a part of the blessing so you can bless others. You're listening because some people before you have given, and now we want others to do. You know what happens to those that give? Sometimes death occurs. Sometimes the loss of a job comes, and we have to have new people, first-time givers, to replace those that can't so we can continue on. And so if you've never given before, let me challenge you to do that. We're not asking for a certain amount. We're just saying you, by faith, give as the Lord has moved and as He's made it able for you to give. And we'll just rejoice in that and thank God for it. Again, that number, 877-616-2396, or go online at afr.net and make your gift. I'm Bert Harper, and I'm along with Abraham Hamilton III. And we've been holding this slot down Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, the last day of Share-a-thon. Not many hours left, not many minutes left after you consider it. And we want you, if you've been thinking about it, praying about it, now's the time. Sort of like an invitation. Abe, you give invitation when you preach?
I do.
I do, too. I call them altar calls, yeah. Response. Even if we don't ask for them to come to the altar, there's an invitation given. Yeah. And I say, man, there's some people here you need to see, or you need to see me. So here we are. Have you ever seen it at the invitation, and maybe you've sung a hymn of invitation, and you sense that there's somebody out there. I don't think people understand that of the preacher having a sense of the congregation he's talking to. It's not clairvoyance. It's just a sense of the presence of the Lord. And sometimes you can sense there's some conviction going on. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can sense there's hurt going on.
Yeah.
And you give that invitation, and your heart goes out to them. There's some people who are listening to us today, and they would like to say, man, I'd love to give, but I honestly can't. I don't have any money left in the bank. I don't have anything. Matter of fact, my paycheck has already been eaten up. Mm-hmm. There's people like that. And they love this radio station, and they are blessed by the network, but they can't give. But there's some people out there, they could kind of give what they could give, and they could also give for others as well.
That's exactly right. And I would encourage those who are in that space where they want to give but just simply don't have the resources, I'd encourage you to give prayer.
Amen.
We cannot have enough prayer. You can imagine, because of the stand we take for Christ, that Satan doesn't like it. You know, and there are people and there are forces out there that would love nothing more than to shut the mouth of AFR. So I would encourage you, even, you know, if your heart is there but you simply don't have the resources, please lift us up in prayer, and even do it now. Do it now, because we need all of the resources that God has made available, the tangible resources and the intangible resources.
877-616-2396 or give online at AFR.net. Abe, I sense this is the Lord. Let's turn it around. We've asked them to pray for us. Mm-hmm. Would you mind leading us in prayer, praying for all those that are listening right now?
Not at all. Lord, I thank you so much, Lord, for the faithful listeners and the supporters that you have led by your Spirit to hold up the arms of us here at American Family Radio. Lord, I thank you for all of those who have been able to give. Lord, I ask that you would bless them, that you would bless their family, that you would bless them with your presence, that you would bless them, Lord God, with a clear and consistent communication of your word, even amongst the family members, Lord. I lift up those who would love to give but don't have the resources. Many of them may be in difficult situations, struggling with health, struggling with relationships. And Father, I ask that you would just be to them, as we described earlier, that peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord, that you would be able to turn their attention to focus on you in the middle of the turmoil. You told us as we followed you that we could expect difficulty, Lord, and it is times like this that the body of Christ lifts up one another, and that we lift them up to you right now in prayer, Lord, that you would send people their way, that you would send resources their way, that you would send everything that is necessary to cause them to be able to navigate the difficult time and to do so lawfully. Lord, we ask that you would knit our hearts together as the body of Christ, that we will be an example to the world. Just as you said, the love that we show one to another will be the defining characteristic for those that are outside the family of God to see what it is that is present and robustly present within God's family. Lord, I ask that you would cause those who have committed their hearts to you, that their hearts will be girded up, Lord God, that their backs will be stiffened, and that they will be strengthened for the battles that lie ahead, and that we would not faint in the day of adversity. I ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I sense God's presence, and I pray that in your car, at your desk, in your truck, wherever you may be, that you're sensing the presence of God in your life, and we thank God for that. And we do hear, and we know that God is doing a deep, deep work, and we want you to hear this testimony of work that God did in someone's life. And before I do, I need to give that number, because God may move on your heart to give after you hear this or while you're listening to this. And it's number, the phone number is 877-616-2396.
This is Susie from Southern Pines, North Carolina. We moved back to North Carolina almost 6 years ago, and we really had no idea what God had planned for us. And we had also not ever been introduced to the AFR programming, just had no idea what was offered in the way of the inspirational with the music and the talk radio. And we were delighted to discover that we had access to both. So driving at least 2 hours every day, taking our son to and from school, and during those times, all of us have been exposed to phenomenal programming with the political commentary and news reporting that's done. You have just ministered to our family in so many ways. that's one of the reasons why we have decided to give generously to the AFR Sharing Night each year, is because of the impact that we believe this programming can have in our nation. We know that there are areas where the AFR programming is not available, and the power of the influence of that teaching and the biblical worldview is so important for actually impacting our culture and pushing back the darkness. We give generously so that more stations can be added and more Christians and even non-believers can be exposed to what you have to offer. And so we just want to challenge others to do the same. Thank you, AFR, and thank you, John and Tim Wildman, for all that you have done to make this available.
Amen.
Amen.
I like that testimony, Abe.
I love it. I love it.
Thank you, Brent. I had not heard that one,
no.
And it sounds like a family thing. Did you catch that?
I did.
And our name is American Family Radio. There's been several times that, like, I would have to go somewhere, and I would be headed toward Atlanta, Georgia, and I have a son that was living there, and Tim would go by, and he said, "Well, you going to stop by and see your family while you're there?" And I said, "Well, you think time?" And he said, "This is the American Family Radio." And, you know, family's pushed around here.
Absolutely.
And you're a part of the family. And when you give, it's partnering with us. You're a part of our family regardless.
Mm-hmm.
We're part of God's family regardless,
yes,
if you've been born again. But when you give, there's that family, and then there's that partnership.
Yes.
And you can do that by calling 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. I want to go talk about something that you've talked about two times, and that's the peace that passes understanding, all understanding. When Jesus calmed that storm, you remember, they said, "What is this? Even the waves
and the waves obey him."
Oh, even the waves obey him.
Mm.
They were expecting some, you know, maybe animals. I think they'd already gone, you know, at one time. I know the big fish came in later, but I can't remember if that's when they let down their nets at one time. You know, they caught fish two or three different times.
Mm-hmm.
But now, the waves, you know, I've had animals to obey me. I'm an old farm boy, Abe, and we had cows and different dogs and different, you know, they would obey. But to have the waves obey, can you imagine those guys? Who is this? You know, Jesus started revealing himself to them a little by little until they got up to Caesarea Philippi.
Yes.
And that's when he said, "Who do men say that I am?" And then he revealed to them, he says, I'm going to Jerusalem, and I'm going to die and suffer, but on the third day I'll rise again.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that, but he showed them who he was, and then he revealed who he was and told them how they could be involved.
Yes.
And that's also where he said, "You know what you've got to do? You've got to deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me." See, following Jesus doesn't mean just passive. It means involvement.
That's
what Share-a-thon's about, and I do that. It's Share-a-thon. We desire others to be involved because we think there's a blessing in being involved.
There is. There is. And if you're listening to that, just want to say it again. The number is 877-616-2396. Again, 877-616-2396.
Listen to these names: Susan from Shreveport, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
Mary from Mechanicsville, Virginia. I love that name, Mechanicsville. Eric from Dallas, Texas. Diane from Nettleton, Mississippi. Catherine from Searcy, Arkansas. That's over there on the way to Little Rock, if I remember right. I've been through there. And Constance from Michigan City, Indiana. Eleanor from Van Wert, Ohio. That's where Alex said he was going.
Mm.
So thank you, Eleanor. Mary from Shannon, Mississippi. Cynthia from Yuma, Tennessee. And Marie from Heber Springs, Arkansas. We just want to say thank you guys for giving. And this is a blessing to see what you're doing. And you're partnering with us. One more thing I want to say about partnering. We get to partner with people like Operation Christmas Child, Truth for Youth, mm-hmm, giving away Bibles, 8 Days of Hope. There's so many more that we partner
Pre-born.
With. Yeah, Life, the India Partners.
India Partners.
We get to partner, and they're building dormitories over there so the girls that are in red light districts could be brought out of that, have a safe place where they're educated and fed and told about Jesus.
That's right.
And during that time, it's money. We ask for money, but it doesn't come to us. It goes to them.
That's right.
But when you give here, you're making it possible for us to be able to do that for them.
That's right.
Because we've got to have the radio on and internet running in order to do that, don't we?
That's right. We get to serve as a bridge that connects you to all of these other ministries. Because, and I love that, because the Church of the Living God is a body. And so not everybody will be able to go to India and to rescue, you know, people from the red light districts in Mumbai and other places. But you can be connected to ministries like that by listening to AFR. Same thing with Preborn and all these others, Truth for Youth and all these other ministries. The bridge between you and them has been AFR. So by supporting us, you really are setting the stage to support all of these other ministries as well by keeping the vehicle open so that you can hear what's going on with these ministries around the world.
And that number is 877-616-2396. Now, those people that want to call us a hate group, they don't ever talk about those things that we're doing. They just want to talk about, hey, we're boycotting Target. You know, they don't care about people's jobs. They're getting involved in politics, and church ought to stay out of politics. Well, they're wrong about that anyway.
Right.
But, you know, have you noticed those that don't like us never talk about those things, like children in India being rescued? I mean, it's like, I sometimes I want to say, well, what are you doing about rescuing the kids in India?
Yeah, and those people
I know
don't
that
really,
was negative, but I'm getting on my soapbox.
No,
a
that's
bit,
okay.
Brother.
Those things don't bother me because the thing is, we know that the opposition, it's demonically inspired, quite frankly, and it is a desire to shut the mouth of those who would be proclaimers and those who would propagate the gospel. So, you know, that's par for the course. You know, we take it in stride. But we continue to pursue it so that you can have the vehicle. So we only have a few minutes left. So we want to make sure you get every inch of what is happening in. The number is 877-616-2396 because this huge mystery challenge is still going on right now. Again, the number is 877-616-2396. Get into this challenge before it runs out at 6 o'clock.
It's going to be incredible, isn't it? It's going to be beyond your imagination, isn't it?
The greatest challenge you've ever experienced in your life.
And yes, it is. It is the last day of Share-a-thon, the last countdown. Hadn't got many hours left, and so it's time to get that pledge in. Do it now, and let God be praised. And that's what we do. We're praising the Lord again. Jim Stanley, our general manager, said, "Guys, glorify the Lord and give the number." And we glorify the Lord for what he's done and allowed us to do. Alex McFarland, my co-host on Exploring the Word, we talk about it every day. Can you believe we got this dream job of sharing the Word of God to thousands of people all over the United States? 36 states, is it? Is that what I understand? And God is just being glorified, and we want to glorify him today. So we're closing out on our hour that Abe and I have been with you, and we say thank you for those who have called. Paul from Burlington, Kansas. Annette from Brent, Alabama. Hey, like that, Brent. Yeah, that's it. Brent, Alabama. Rhonda from
Satsuma, Alabama.
Satsuma, Alabama. And John from
Leslie, Pennsylvania.
My eyesight's getting poor.
That's all
right. I'm telling you what. Thank you, Abe.
No problem.
Again for listening to Share-a-thon. It's the spring 2017 edition. Boldly standing for truth, taken from Acts 4:29, when it says, "When they came against them and made threats against them, they stood boldly with the truth." And that's what we want to do. We want to stand boldly with for truth in love. So again, that number, you can make that call while the news is going on, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net. The mystery challenge is still going on. It lasts to 6 o'clock, so you got another hour. If God lays it on your heart, pray that you'll give. Thank you for listening to Share-a-thon and the American Family Radio.